This ECOSOC meeting is mainly about job and finance. And you know, the financial crisis affects women ultimately, especially the poorest of the poor. In the rural areas, poverty is concentrated. And I was very much struck by yesterday's World Bank representative saying 1 billion people living below poverty line. So in this modern world, it is nothing to be celebrated. In fact, it is a shame for us. And we talk about job creation, economic growth, and even if the GDP, the economy of each country is doubled or tripled, there will be poor people because the distribution system is not just. Unless we attain social justice, there will not be any equality or salvation for all the people.
Was there anything encouraging coming out of this meeting, especially when it comes to women?
Many of them mentioned about the current system is not right, especially the economic system. So we need to develop alternatives. I haven't heard anybody particularly talking about women, but the economic system, they said. So I don't think they give adequate importance to women's role in economy.
Tell me about your organization. How does your organization help women and especially the poor?
In fact, our organization started for women, the Muslim women in India, who could not meet with the male doctors and who were dying of pregnancy-related diseases. So our founder, Dr. Anna Dengel, mainly focused on the poor women, and she started our organization to cater to the health needs. And over the years, we realized health is related to so many other socio-economic, cultural, and environmental issues. So we are involved in many of these issues, especially in the rural areas of around 20 countries. So we try to empower women socially, economically, environmentally, culturally, through various programs.
Tell me about your presentation at the conference.
What I shared in this session was about the cooperatives. One of our members, Sister Rose Kaithingara, she was recently awarded by the Nagaland state government in India for her efforts to bring the women from poverty through self-help groups. She organized 109 self-help groups, especially with the women, and started purchasing their produce and selling essentials in a very cheap price. So that encouraged women to form as cooperatives, and there are so many cooperatives in more than 52 villages in India. So this is one way of helping women to help themselves to come out of poverty. And that is why mainly I said the values of cooperatives, if we replicate it in the micro and micro level, we can achieve economic and equitable development.